It's time for Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now, let's have some fun. Here is your host, Johnny Radio. Johnny Radio.
Yo. Welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Friday, everybody. And man, it's a glorious Friday. It might be a little wet outside, but you know what? That's all right, because we got hoops. We got hoops tonight. We're going to talk about the hoops that we saw last night. We'll talk about Pat Bev. We'll talk a little LeBron James, even. Like, what's up with getting up on these fans' business, man? It was a wild night in basketball, and if you saw the Pat Bev stuff, I thought that was like, I mean, not only did he throw a ball and hit a lady in the face, but when he got the ball back, he threw it back and chunked it at the dude. And then he was a straight a-hole when the game was over, when they were, you know, like, this poor lady, this sweet lady who's a producer at ESPN, deadgummit, her name is Melinda Adams. Another Melinda out there, not Bryant Dacus's Melinda.
Is her name really Melinda?
Yeah, Melinda Adams, ESPN producer. She was just very simply doing her job. Pat Bev is sitting down. Other reporters are around there with mics in his face. And for some reason goes, "Do you subscribe to my podcast?" And she's like, "No, I'm sorry, I don't." And then he's like, "Well, you can't interview me." And then he's like, another dude's talking to him and asking him a question. And then in the middle of it, he looks and there's microphones. And he tells her to take the microphone out his damn face. Pat Bev, man. 12-year vet, what, 35 years old? Acting like a child. Man. But you know what? His team played like a bunch of children. That was a pitiful performance. And it's a good thing that I watched that game and jumped off the Bucks with a quickness. Now, I was scared because, man, I had like the Pacers minus, what was it, like 13 and a half. They took care of business. They won by 22. It was an absolute massacre. Dame didn't have nothing. Pacers rolled. And then we had the Knicks game last night. And I'll tell you one thing, that might have been one of the scariest games. If you had the Knicks last night, especially with the two games we've seen in this series, you had a 5-point lead with 30 seconds. 76ers go ahead and somehow allow the Knicks to come back. And what was it? With the second game, the 76ers, Tyrese Maxey had the 4-point play. Then he hit a 35-foot three-pointer. He erased a 6-point deficit, basically, in the final 30 seconds of the game. And then before that in the series, and I believe it was game number two. I'm pretty sure it was game number two. Dacus is probably not listening. But in the game,
I
number,
am listening to you.
Was
John.
Game
I'm
number two the one that came where they had the crazy comeback as well?
Yes.
And that one was absolute lunacy as well. And all I could see last night is, holy cow, the 76ers are going to come back on the Knicks and they're going to blow this. And then it was Hart. And Hart came up big, did a little fake like he was going to pass to the right, and then pulled up and drained that three-pointer and put it in everybody in Philadelphia's face. I don't think it hurt as bad for Philadelphia fan, because a lot of Philadelphia fans are probably Nova fans. So the Nova Knicks took care of business. They move on. I'm really excited to see how they do in the next round, because we got Knicks and the Pacers. Talk about two different styles. The Knicks, the slowest team left in the postseason. Pacers play at the fastest pace. They get up and down. They want to score. They like to be in transitions. Knicks play in the half court. Jalen Brunson and Isaiah Hartenstein, like that, the lightest skinned brother on planet Earth.
Hartenstein.
Y'all know what I said when I said the lightest skinned brother on planet Earth?
Zach said he didn't.
Oh, please, Zach. Yes, you did.
There's a lot of light-skinned brothers out there.
Not as light as that dude. He looks Irish. Like, when you look Irish, you're like, no, dude, that dude ain't a brother, man. Come on now. But my man, him and Jalen Brunson got a little two-man game going on that's absolutely filthy. I'm loving it. And the cool thing for me is also watching the Knicks is I love the fact that Jalen Brunson's father is taking all this in while his son is rocketing to superstardom. I don't know. I like this Knicks team. I wonder how good they could be if Julius Randle was still around, wasn't injured. But the boys are stepping up. The Nova Knicks, the Knicks are moving on, and they're going to play the Pacers, and I think that's going to be a pretty damn good series. Looking forward to it. Now, we got some magic tonight, I think, because down in Orlando, the Cavs Magic series, 3-2, Cleveland has that lead, but the Magic have been unstoppable. They have been destroying people at their crib. On the season, the Magic have only lost 12 games at the house. That's right, 12 games at the house, including the postseason. They got 31 wins at the Kia Center down in Orlando, and Paolo Banchero is a bad man. Straight up, silky smooth. I'm going to talk to the historian, Jay Hamm, and I'm going to be like, Jay, who does he remind you of? Dude's got a shot like Carmelo, plays a little better D, and I think he's the best player in this series. Sorry, Donovan Mitchell. He's surpassed even you, my man. Spider-Man. And also, there's a lot of rumors about Spider-Man and Cleveland, and they might be moving off him at the end of this year, that he doesn't really get along with everybody in the organization. They don't have the same vision. Well, you need to have the same vision if you're going to win in Orlando, and I don't think they're going to. The boys out in Vegas have them as 4.5-point favorites. The crazy thing is that total is only 200. And I love me some Magic. I mean, Franz Wagner has been playing like a madman. Wendell Carter, who I never really was all that high on, knows his role. And goes out there and grabs boards like a madman. I'm telling you, man, I love Orlando. I mean, love them. And I might be crazy, but I love them.
It's the happiest place on earth, Orlando. Disney World.
Disney World?
Yeah.
Man, let me tell you something.
Where a kid can be a kid.
It's great for kids, but bro, don't ever go there without multiple adults. Like, you should have an adult per child. Because I took 4 children to Orlando, to Disney World.
And then it's not the happiest place
in the world. All by myself.
It's the hellish place in the world.
My brain was spent when I got back, dude. And I was so broke, it's not even funny.
I believe it.
You do 4 days at Disney, bro.
Yeah, no thank you.
It's painful. It is painful. But I love Orlando. I love the Magic. I love what they got going on. I'm straight up fired up for this. Then the late game tonight, because we got to, like, I mean, again, we're watching playoff basketball, and I hope you're paying attention because it's awesome. And we got the Clippers and the Mavericks. Are the Clippers even going to show up?
Good question. Well, 7.5-point underdog tonight.
I mean, it's basically saying nope.
It's crazy.
I mean, Dallas is going to close this series out. I truly believe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kawhi. It's got to be a painful for Steve Ballmer, who brought him in from Toronto after that championship and has just been waiting. Bring in Paul George. They've tried everything. Get Ty Lue. They just, for some reason, this franchise is snake bitten. And when you got a person like Russell Westbrook who goes up there and goes 2-for-12 in game number 5, what else can you do? And Paul George is supposed to be that guy. Only had 15 points the other night.
Yeah.
And they looked disinterested in playing, and Luka's out there on a bum leg schooling people. And Kyrie didn't shoot great, but he was a whiz with the ball. Remember, like, the behind the back through the lane, let me just ice you. And he only hit 1 3, but it was a big 3 just to put it in their face when they were trying to mount a little bitty comeback. And he's like, no, I don't think so. Booyah. And remember, I said the Mavericks don't have anything other than Luka and Kyrie. Not the first time. It definitely won't be the last. Guess what? I was wrong.
You're wrong.
I was wrong.
Hey, but at least you own up to it, John. There are a lot of people out here that when they're wrong, they just want to keep rolling past it, never even look back at it. So good for you for acknowledging it.
I mean, I just, you know, it's one of those things when you look in New York and you see Brunson doing what he's doing and you think to yourself, what could have been? You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, and then there's also the fact that Tim Hardaway is not even playing. So I'm like, oh, man. And again, I don't know why I was so concerned about Tim Hardaway Jr. anyway, now that I think about it. But they're going out there and, like, they're just doing – P.J. Washington is playing out of his mind. Now, he doesn't score, but he does every little thing right for you.
Best defensive player on the court.
And I can't believe I'm saying this, but Derek Lively?
Really?
Bro. Bro. That was a steal at 12. I mean, he's 7 feet tall. He does a lot of the little dirty stuff, man. I don't know. I like this team. I'm all up in that business, man. I can't believe this, but this Mavericks team. And do you have to give Jason Kidd a lot of credit? I think so, don't you? Because do you give Jason Kidd a ton of credit for this Dallas Mavericks team playing the way they are? I would say yes. And I always, for some reason, I don't know, I wasn't the biggest J. Kidd kind of guy. But, man, Doncic... And the fact that a lot of people said that you can't win in the playoffs with him being such a ball dominant, you know, point forward. But damn, my man's getting like 10 dimes a night. And he's dropping 35. And did you see what they have him for his total tonight over his points?
Oh, geez.
It's 33 and a half.
Holy cow.
Shoot, I still think he could go over that junt. I don't know, man. Clippers. Just. The regular season studs. And the other big problem with the Clippers have is, and this sounds crazy, but Terrence Mann is the dude who's playing defense and they have to have out there guarding Luka, and he's crucial. He's been banged up the whole series. Like, you got the oldest roster in the NBA and they're beat to hell. Mann's out there manning up, but 65-70% of himself. Kyrie can't even get on the court, and when he does, he hurts his team. Mm. They actually have played better when he's not been on the court. Man, but I do have to give a guy who's gone out there and gutted it out, though, in that last series with the Knicks and 76ers, man, you got to give Embiid some credit.
Sure, absolutely.
Like, man, that dude went out there, and I mean, the whole time he was on the bench. That lady, did you see the lady? I mean, she should be the most popular leg rubber in the history of the world. Like, she was just over there working on that damn thing.
Give her. Probably gets paid good money to do so.
Man, she put in that work, but he went out there. You could tell the dude was just in some serious, serious pain. But dude still went out there and dropped 39 points last night. Mm-hmm. I mean, damn. And he always gets to the free throw line. And the thing about him... he's a big man that makes his free throws.
Yep.
So I give him Embiid a whole lot of credit. Didn't work out for him. That Knicks team, surprisingly, was too much. I'm glad I was on him. And that was just a fun, wild series. Now, you know what we get on Saturday that I'm really looking forward to?
We get T-Wolves and Nuggets, John.
Holmes, I am telling you, I don't know what it is. I feel like this is going to be the series. I mean, I am so excited about watching this one. I still don't know who I'm rooting for. Like, I'm struggling. I keep telling myself, well, I got it. I want Mike Conley to get a ring. You know, he's one of the greatest Grizzlies. Like, when he came to Memphis, from when he was just a little bitty pup out of Ohio State. And a lot of people were killing Mike Conley early on in his career. To where he took this grit and grind team with him and Mark, I mean, T.A., it was just Z-Bo. Like, these are, like, that's the, out of all the Grizzlies teams, those are the best memories. That's my favorite team. Those are the best feelings. Beating the Spurs, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's just so many great memories when you think of the past about these Grizzlies teams, and that's the one that just always sticks out, man. Whoop that trick, baby. And I want Mike Conley because he's such a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to get that chip.
Chip it up.
Even though I can't stand Big Cat.
Yeah, you don't like Cat.
I don't like Rudy. Mm.
You like Ant-Man, though.
I love me some Ant-Man. I love, like, what? He's, like, 22 years old.
He's young buck.
Dude's doing the, what we call it, the crotch shot?
Yeah, I guess that'd be a good name for it.
The double X to the crotch.
The crotcheroni.
The crotcheroni shot to people.
Like
dropping, that. Telling Cat in an NBA game, after the NBA game's over.
Stop effing fouling.
Yeah, dude, and says it, like, five times. Yeah. Like, and then looks at him and goes, can you play without bleeping, bleep, bleepity fouling?
Uh-huh.
Like, we need you out there, bro. Like, I like the way, you love Ant-Man. I like this Timberwolves team, but damn it, man. And I want Mike to get one. And it's slow-mo. I like Kyle Anderson,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, slow-mo.
I don't understand how he is effective and how he moves so slow. And is still as effective as the guy is. It is wild watching. But you like Kyle Anderson. But on the Nuggets, man, they got the fourth man. Like the fourth member of the Beastie Boys and Mike Malone, a coach mm-hmm. that I really, really like. They have a dude who's got a vertical like mine, which is not saying much, dominating a league. At 300 pounds. Like, he's like, you know Tyson Fury?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a bald, fat dude, but he's the best boxer on planet Earth.
Right.
Like, you, in my mind, I think of, like, the Muhammad Ali's, the George Foreman's, the Mike Tyson's. These people are, like, built out of granite. And then you got Doughboy out there whipping ass. I mean, Lennox Lewis was a big dude. And this guy looks like he is drunk at a pub, been sitting there drinking all day, eating God knows what. I couldn't think of anything. What do they eat over? Any English?
Yes. Who?
Tyson Fury?
No.
Or Irish?
He's Irish, I think.
What? England? Sorry, yeah, you're right. I think that is, well, anyway.
You're throwing a lot of names at me, John. I can't keep
but
up.
But what do you think? Like, I mean, he just doesn't look like
no
much.
he is English from the UK.
They don't mess with me, man, in my boxing, man. But he just doesn't look like that dude, but he is that dude. That's Jokic, second round pick, has turned into the best basketball player in the world. He's about to win his third MVP, and then you compliment him with Jamal Murray, who's never been an NBA All-Star, never gotten any regular season's awards. But guess what? He's got a chip, and he had a historic run last year. But this year, my man has two game-winning shots. And the other night, they didn't even want him to play. And he said, sorry, coach, I'm playing. And, I mean, going left, shooting back right, I think the second game winner, even though the first one was over Anthony Davis in the corner and everybody went crazy, I think the second one was a more difficult shot. I mean, I don't know, man. I like that Nuggets team. Now, I do also feel bad, though. How's Michael Porter Jr. handling all the stuff that's going on in his life?
Like, I mean, good Lord.
Like, how is he handling this? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Michael Porter Jr.'s brothers are not doing well.
All of them. I mean, it was like, I thought we had like two, and then I was like, okay, that's it. And then another one pops up.
No, then another one pops up and gets, okay, so to do a little recap, people, the Porter family is going through it. Michael Porter Jr. said he's just focused on basketball, by the way. He's the sharpshooter for the Denver Nuggets. Also played at Missouri. You remember, Michael Porter Jr. Had a hell of a series against the Lakers. My man's playing better this year than he did last year. He's healthier. He looks better. Well, his brother, who had a $70 million contract?
Yeah. No.
He had a contract or something.
It was a two-way, though, but it was a very small contract.
Oh, it was a small contract?
Yes. Jante?
Yeah, somebody said that he cost, like, I just heard somebody go, how can you cost yourself $70 million? Nah.
He was on two-way, I believe.
That's what I thought. Man, Google it real quick, make sure I'm not crazy, because I feel like somebody, Man, I don't know. Point is, John.
That might be Michael Porter Jr.'s contract. No, that was with the.
Jonte Porter, though, he was with the Raptors. He played with the Grizzlies for a little bit. He has a lifetime ban for giving out information and gambling on basketball, like telling a bunch of big time swingers, yo, I'm going to be taking myself out this game. And then a whole bunch of money comes in on Jonte Porter's under on all his numbers. Please. They catch him. He's banned for life from making and earning a living in the National Basketball Association. Like, it's OV for that dude. Then his other brother gets sentenced to 6 years in prison because he drank, he drove, and he killed somebody. And then a week after he gets sentenced, his younger brother gets a DUI. Like, damn, bro. The Porter family self-inflicted. I'm just saying, like, you just got to look at Michael and be like, bro, like, because, again, as a human being, if this happened to my brothers, like, I would be a little messed up. But that Nuggets team right now, they've been rolling. Are they going to be able to continue Saturday at 6 o'clock on TNT? That's the standalone game on this Saturday. I am so excited for that one. Timberwolves, Nuggets. I have no idea who I'm taking. I want Mike Conley, but it's hard to bet against this Nuggets team. And this is one thing you always got to remember. It's kind of like when they tell you at the airport. When you're an airplane. You got to take care of yourself first. So financially, I got to take care of myself first before I want somebody else to win a ring. Like, you know what I mean? Before you put the mask on your child, you got to put it on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Save yourself, and then you can save somebody. And I feel like the smart money is going to be on the Nuggets.
I think you're right.
But we're going to talk with the historian Jay Hamm on the other side. I do want to tell everybody, though, this is something that is very important because it is a Friday. When you get off this afternoon, make sure you go by your local liquor store and get a bottle of the best. It's going to be a great weekend. We got great hoops. Have some friends over. Make it a little festive. Get some Tito's. It's the best spirit around. It is 100% gluten-free. It's won the Vodka Tonic 3 years in a row. It's got more medals than Beyonce's got Grammys. Tito's ain't no joke. Slightly sweet with the black pepper note, it balances everything out, whether you're crafting a cocktail or drinking it neat. Make sure this weekend you get your Tito's on. Don't touch the dial because Jay Hamm's on the other side. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Let's get nuts.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you're feeling good. I know I am. I'm fired up, man. We got super hoops this weekend. We got Timberwolves and Nuggets on Saturday. Tonight, we got two games. And I'm really, really thinking that that Cavs Magic game is destined to go seven. I love the Magic tonight against the Cavs. We got the Clippers and the Mavs. The Clip gonna clip. They going down tonight. But we're going to talk to the historian because my man, he's forgotten more about basketball than I probably ever will know.
I don't know about that, but
That's kind of heavy for me to push that one on you, John.
You know I got nothing but love for you and respect, man. You be talking about stuff that my little brain has done forgotten so many times. It's not
I'm
even
just
funny.
A nerd for it, though. You know, that's just
in the lab watching the film.
Yeah, you know, in the lab I hang out on Basketball Reference. I hang out on the Stathead app, which I pay a subscription to and get like the most up to date insight and statistical information historically for the NBA, ABA, and as well WNBA.
Dude.
So I'm ready and equipped for action when you start talking about this hoop stuff on the historical side.
I did say, just before I jump off to the other little thing, I did see that it's like some of the things that are like driving me crazy is why are the numbers so bad for this year's NBA playoffs?
As far as viewing?
Yes.
Because
you is it
have
just
no
this
more
first
LeBron, you have no
I know.
More Kevin, you have no more Steph.
Like, so because KD, LeBron James, and Steph Curry aren't in, there's really people who feel like this. Because I know I saw people talking about, oh, well, there goes my viewing. Like, Paolo Banchero tonight, who's going to be playing for the Magic, is flat out. I don't know. I wanted to ask you this. I feel like he's got a game like Melo offensively.
Yeah. He's up that core group of Melo, KD, those dudes that's like 6'8", 6'10". Put the ball on the
can
floor.
Can get his shot
face
anytime
up
he
shot
wants
anytime
it.
He wants to. He can pretty much play the four, but he can operate as a point guard because mm-hmm. he's a playmaker. And that's it. High IQ guy. Long as you keep him off the vodka. He don't need to have Tito's.
Stay back. Stay back, son. Stay focused.
Right. Because when he got caught, he was also, when he was at Duke, he was burning off a whole lot of weight.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you got to fall back off that clear liquor, Chief. Man. Brown liquor, period.
Yeah.
You're out of age anyway. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But him and that combo of him and Franz Wagner.
Where did you ever see Franz Wagner playing like this in the NBA?
I could because, you know why, John? We had two guys like here in Memphis that set the template. The Gasols.
Yeah.
Gasols set the template for that, man. You know what I'm saying? Just for the bigs and what we're seeing now with Franz Wagner, with Jokic, with, you know, any of these cats. You know what I'm saying? That's just up there. And not just from overseas.
I remember him at Michigan. And I understand that, you know, like they don't always utilize actually your talents completely in the college level. It's more about the team game. It's different. You don't have many practice. When you get to the NBA, you are working on your game. That is your damn job. You ain't got mm-hmm. no classes. You're working on it. But, dude, his handles are so much better than I ever expected them to be, especially for his long – I don't know, man. He's impressed the hell out of me.
He's a product, and I heard him and his brother on the – they did a podcast episode with J.J. Redick. It's one I would recommend checking out because they were entertaining. You know, J.J.'s going to talk yep. solid basketball.
Unless he's a coach next year.
I hope he don't, because I like him in the space where he
is. I was
going
to say, I kind of like it, too.
That's just me selfishly, though, you know what I'm saying? But he can't do the game a lot of good, because he's a student of it. But
I just don't like the fact that he's always killing my generation of heroes.
Well, it's because it's
telling me. Like, did you hear it last week? Did you hear what he said? Last week he said that Michael Jordan played in the softest era.
No, he didn't.
He did not play in the softest era.
No, he didn't say that.
Yes, he
did. I watched the episode.
Well, you know what? I'm extrapolating what got my butt
with him
burnt.
And Shaq. What he said was he brought up a good point. Well, and we
all
always
right,
hear
about
we always hear about what's watered down. Watered down. This era is supposed to be watered down for whatever reason. European style. They don't get to touch this, that, and the other. But it's something said to be said when you bring in six new teams into a league. 88, you brought in the Hornets and the Heat. 89, it was the Wolves and the Magic. Then you come back a handful of years later with
that's
the Canadian
team. You know, that is a good point, but I still don't like it.
It's not saying that the league was easier, but this is at a time where Michael was dominant. And see, here's the thing that this is what it really comes down to. I figured this out. In our culture, our generation, it's two cats who can get away with sucker stuff all the time and nobody's going to check them on it.
Michael Jordan and Tupac.
Don't matter what they do, it's somebody, the general public will justify it and move on. They will not kill these dudes for that. You see how they looking at with Mike and Scottie, it's like people are on the fence. Now, that's not to knock Mike, but people are scared to acknowledge when things weren't always at their top level like that for Mike. Doesn't discredit Mike.
You know what it is? It's nobody's ever had hero status like Michael Jordan did. I mean, the damn Jordan brand was what brought, I feel like, and, the world
and
to
the dudes
basketball.
Who came after that, your Kobe's and your LeBron's, they were always put up in that comparison, but that's not their fault either.
Kobe was the closest.
Kobe was the closest because he did things like that.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, LeBron did the whole scope better than both.
Man,
not just as a player, but just as a representative.
I want to give you LeBron James for 21 years in the NBA. Like, he is the iron horse of the NBA. I can't knock that man.
Do you remember
Wizards Mike? 39 years old.
You remember Wizards Mike?
Yes, I remember Wizards Mike. And I didn't like watching Wizards Mike.
But you remember the narrative of Wizards Mike that even at 39 and 40, he was still top 10, 15 best player in the league. That's LeBron with ease.
Ease, I agree. Longevity.
Even more than what Mike was at this stage. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, though, LeBron's never burned as bright, as I think, as Michael Jordan did or Kobe Bryant.
I disagree.
The longevity, and I will give you a lot for his body.
And you know where I would disagree with you on that end.
The Cavs, like Kyrie, you're welcome. Draymond Green, for
you said shining brighter.
Nuts.
You know why I disagree with you on that?
Okay.
Check LeBron's Instagram followers versus everybody else, including the NBA.
No, I'm saying
he has more followers than the NBA, John.
Well, I mean, he's bigger than the NBA. He's LeBron James.
And Michael didn't have that?
Michael was bigger than the NBA, too.
LeBron is that in modern-day time. This is like, from my end of the wrestling side,
okay,
this is like Hulk Hogan and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hulk Hogan made Vince a millionaire.
Where were Mike's
detractors? Stone Cold made him a billionaire. It's different. It's a different time.
It's a different kind of shine. I can see, like, because there is just as many people who follow him because they don't like him.
But just the same
nobody way. Nobody disliked Mike.
But let me give you this effect. The same way that we're talking about playoff numbers are down now, you grew up in the same era that I did. You had a whole lot of dudes in our era that said when Michael Jordan stopped hooping, they stopped watching NBA.
Now, I did.
You remember that, right?
I do remember that, 100%.
It's kind of – but we're in a different era to where with Michael, that was when we were worshiping the idols. We still worship the idols, but now we're in this era of where
we
can
tear them
down.
Actually, we don't worship them. Now we tear them down.
We bring them up there so we can tear them down.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's a part of the process with it. They won't appreciate LeBron. And LeBron walked away right now in 2024. They won't appreciate him in 2035 at best.
And I'm going to appreciate him because
they didn't really appreciate Kobe to the helicopter crash with a lot of people, sadly.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Just think about it. We're in a society where really what other people think matters. This is why I'm different, because you can feel about it. That's just how you feel about it. I got my own stance and I'm comfortable with that. But this is why you have these ongoing arguments about who's the GOAT, because everybody wants their stance to be the factual one that puts everything over the top. Y'all got to relax. Y'all taking too much fun out of this. Enjoy what we got.
Oh, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah,
that's why I'm watching Paolo.
You know?
That's why I'm telling you right now, Luca, who I always was like, Doughboy just ain't going to do it. And I'm now falling in love with this game. I mean, my man's like, whenever the double comes, he's making the smart basketball play that feels like every damn time out there on one leg doing it. Watching Embiid being a warrior against the Knicks literally with one leg.
YouTube.com/94 feet of life, as well as the 94 feet of life group on Facebook. We said this in the group like in February. But shout out to my guy, Big Shot Ron. He's our host of our shows. We gonna find. He says this pretty much around the same time every year, especially when we see that the top tier dogs in the league are in play-in spots. They're play-in contestants at that point. We gonna see how much y'all really like basketball.
I'm more fired up about this Minnesota. When I mean Minnesota and the Nuggets, this series. If you aren't into this one, the way Minnesota played, like locked up on defense, and the way the Nuggets came back and smacked the Lakers every time like they were their little brother. Like, I can't wait to see this.
The guard is changing, man.
Yeah, it is. Ant-Man, you know, we always said Jimmy Buckets was Michael Jordan's love child. Anthony Sane used to say this. He used to say, nah, man, it's Ant-Man. I'm starting to agree with Sane.
He's funnier and much more of a charismatic star than Mikey is, though.
Ant-Man?
Easily.
Oh, God. Man, see, the thing is it's
easily.
Michael Jordan was just, again, and I'm going to be honest here with this, it's because of the era I grew up. Everybody wanted Jordans. He was the greatest thing. You didn't have but like three damn channels. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was Michael Jordan everywhere. Stepping. Every commercial had Mike in it. Like, anytime you watch basketball, you're watching the game with Mike in it. Hell, I went to a Barons game when he was playing baseball.
We grew up when basketball was airing on TBS. Before they got the TNT, they was on TBS. You were going to get, and of course you had WGN. So you go get the Bulls and the Hawks anyway, just because those are their stations. But when the NBA added its package on TBS, you go get the Lakers, you go get the Celtics. If when Doc was still around, you would go get the Sixers, you was going to get Milwaukee because Sidney Moncrief and them were hooping. But if you, the only West Coast team that was going to be on TV was the Lakers. If you were going to get on TV and you were in the Western Conference, you had to be playing the Lakers. That's just kind of, but where of that, like, it's just speaking to the exposure. See, also now when you get a lot more exposure, it kind of changes the whole perception of things. You ask why the playoff numbers down, but conversely,
I
mean,
it just, I get it. I get it. Like, I understand it, but I just don't.
We're searching for a star.
I'm just saying, but like, how can you not see? There's like, that's the one thing about, and I'm going to be honest. The athletes today are different.
Yeah.
Like, they really are. Like,
the whole structure is different. The way they brought up, the training, everything, the mindset. They're coming into this more with the business mindset, and that's being frowned upon by people of our generation because we just want you to go out there and play for the love.
I mean,
love
we got
don't pay no bills.
Love don't pay no bills. But let me tell you something. Also, you remember Arvydas Sabonis?
Yeah.
Like, we hadn't seen until Jokic, like a big man who's stretching
out.
Yeah,
we got to see him late.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because he was better. Like, if he ever got here in his prime, damn, son. But, man, I can't even imagine. But he was, like, the first dude who was about passing, hitting threes, setting picks. Like, he was a basketball hooper.
But
he did everything.
Was he really when we had Bill Walton?
Well, I mean, yeah, but Bill's
that's
injury.
Before
it was,
our,
yeah, that's true.
And,
again, yeah, like, when he was in Portland, that Bill Walton was totally different than the one that was when he was with the Boston Celtics,
right.
And he was six man coming off the bench, and you were always, you know, playing maybe 15, 20
but when
minutes.
When you mentioned the passing, there's a big man. That was the first one.
True.
Like,
no, you're right.
Levels,
that is disrespectful to Walton because I love that.
Not
I love
that you were
that
aiming at the disrespect.
I was just more of like
from a contemporary standpoint.
But look
in
the league
we
now,
up,
you see, right. You see Embiid. You see these very skilled bigs.
Yeah,
and it's something. Greg Ostertag was a great big in Utah, and he was slaw dog.
He was slaw dog at Kansas. I remember when Big Country Reeves
big
put
Country
up 30
Ryan
and 20
Reeves.
On him in 95 on Big Monday. I'll never forget that. If my guy Trav is listening right now, he's laughing because I've been saying that one for 10 years about Ostertag. He's like, this dude's slaw.
Yeah, he was.
But here's a secret, John. Big men have always been skilled. Especially the really good ones, they've always been skilled. It's just the style of play and the way the game was instructed to play.
Mm-hmm.
We were frowning upon big men who were stepping out beyond 15 feet and could knock down jumpers, even though Bob McAdoo won MVP in the 70s doing so and leading the league in scoring. You see what I'm saying? And some of the stuff is like now we flip it and we talk about the guard play. Well, back then, they wouldn't allow Steph to shoot that many threes. But if he's making those, he's just going to have to be the one that revolutionizes.
Bro, Reggie Miller was a stroker, and they still didn't – he didn't take – like, I looked at the numbers, and it still messes my head up about how many he actually shot a game.
I was 6 years old when Rick Pitino took Providence to the Final Four.
Shooting threes, baby.
Shooting
a three.
And think about how
threes more than two.
It
was.
But Rick Pitino,
Billy Donovan dropping threes.
Mike Krzyzewski, these dudes made careers off of their teams shooting the three. That's just what it is. Even though they kept big men who were skilled. But notice the thing about both coaches skilled big men. They were usually the white kids who were disciplined, who could pass, shoot. They were never necessarily superstars. A couple of them would be billed as such, especially those that went to Duke. Your Danny Ferris, your Christian Leitners, your Josh McRoberts, these cats. Even now with Frank, you know, Filipowski, same form and model. But they're skilled. And they're kind of, that's kind of the Plumleys, the same thing with them. Skilled, Mason Plumlee's still in the league because he's skilled. He can rim run, block shots. He's athletic, but he can also put the ball on the floor, shoot, pass, the simple stuff. It's just one of those. It's just the game evolves in so many different angles for positions and everything. Now, we were looking at it from being a perimeter-oriented game, which it still is, but now it's a perimeter-oriented game with seven-foot dudes. Kind of wild.
It is wild.
We see in the 6'2 guards, they're
Jalen Brunson is a little dude. He's very few little Mighty Mouses out
John
there.
Ja Morant, these dudes that's killers like that, they're the whales. Mm-hmm. They're the dinosaurs now. You know what I'm saying? That's on that verge of extinction in this league because Tyrese Halliburton, 6'6". He can see the floor, can shoot, can do the whole pass.
Got an ugly shot, but it goes in.
It goes in.
It does go in, man. It's so weird. We got to take a quick timeout. We've been going down the historical aspect. We got to figure out who we're going to bet on the other side. It's time to talk with Jay Ham and the actual games tonight and tomorrow on Sports 56 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
The only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. It's a Friday, people, and I got to remind you. I got to help you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there needs protection. And I'm not just talking about, you know, prophylactics. I'm talking about everything. Like your house. Could you imagine all of a sudden you got a pipe that bust? You ain't got insurance? Oh, buddy, you're majorly screwed. What if somebody rear-ends you? Nobody wants to get rear-ended. It happens, though. You better have the best protection, and you know who the best protection is. That's State Farm. They also have the best commercials. They have the best insurance, and the best insurance agent in the whole wide world for State Farm is... It is not Jake. It's Bob Simpson.
Oh, there you go.
Bob Simpson is the real deal Holyfield. He is the Jake of State Farm in the Mid-South. Go get a free quote from him. It's very, very simple. All you have to do is go to bobsimpson.org. All you can do, I mean, and plus if you say, man, I don't want to go to the website. I want to talk to Bob. Well, guess what? I got his number for you, 901-381-1233. That's 901-381-1233. Or again, go online and get a free quote at bobsimpson.org. Stay protected with your good neighbor, Bob Simpson. All right, we got to talk about some games, bro. Like tonight, we talked a little bit about my man because I'm loving me some Orlando. Cavs, Evan Mobley, what a block the other night. Saved their damn season because I'm telling you, if the Orlando pulled that one off coming back, they would have closed it out in Orlando. They would have closed it out. I feel like this thing is destined, though, for a game seven. What is the man who mixes it up in the labs thing?
The home team to get their shine on. In this particular one, I've actually been one of the few who's tuned in to these games on NBA TV.
I love.
Shout out to Gus Johnson, even through the blowouts, you know. But
I love Orlando.
I do too. Shout out to Jamal Mosley. He's done a great job in terms of just progressing their young squad every year. Like we mentioned before, he's got a bona fide young star. He's really got two, with you know the combo with Wagner and. And Pancaro, but
man, I got to give Wendell Carter some credit, man. He does the dirty things. Oh, yeah. He grabs boards and stuff.
Been a big one,
I didn't know. Big, you know, coming out of Duke, I didn't think Wendell was going to be all that.
I knew he was going to make. A
he knows his role.
In the league. Mm-hmm. You know, he knows his role. A good high IQ kid, coachable. You know, got good. Come from a good structured, you know, base and support because his mom is always in the mix. You know, at the games, showing, you know, being shown, cheering a boy on. She's got a high basketball IQ too. But we need game seven for the culture, man.
I'm down.
Not nothing else. I mean, you know, we got, you know, Cinco de Mayo. We need a little basketball. A little afternoon basketball won't hurt. Even if you put it.
Bro, Sunday Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah. I thought that's what you that was the part of a part of your Tito's ad, which you got to push the ad anyway.
Oh, I love eating some Tito's. I drink Tito's because it's good for me.
But I thought that was, you know,
makes me look better, makes me smarter, makes me feel better. Man, let me tell you something about that Tito's, baby.
Hey, there you go. You just fit another spot in for him. But we need game seven. And really, we need it in both. But I really do think that Dallas is going to close out. I'm going to say we're going to go in the East. We're going to go seven.
I think we are, too. My question is,
going back to Cleveland.
I think I am just saying, do you think that Orlando, if they get tonight, do you think they have
play so well at home?
They do. They're going to get it tonight. But do you think they can go to Cleveland and get one? Because that was a close game the other night in Game 5, man. It took that Evan Mobley block.
You know, I mean, think about this. How many seven-game series where you see the first four games just be lopsided either way, but it's 2-2, and then when you get
the
five,
final three games, man.
Or knockdown dragouts. That's what I think where we're both kind of hoping that this one goes into. And we don't want Game 7 to be a 30-point blowout. We want to come down to the wire.
Yep.
You know, close out game like that, yeah, especially with the it helps make the series good. Now, these first-round series, I thought the best one ended last night with that East Coast I-95
yeah,
blood
feud.
That was fun, you know what I'm saying? But I think we go Cleveland. I mean, we go Orlando tonight, and I think the Clippers make a face change after tonight.
Like, they're going to get killed tonight, right?
I think
so. And then they're going to say goodbye.
I think Kyrie goes off tonight.
I mean, Luka, bro.
You know what I like about them? They're big men. Derek Lively and these dudes.
Man, that's what I was saying to Dacus earlier, man. I can't believe how
they
well
They got a
Lively's
good one with Derek Lively.
Yeah, they do. He grabbed them
boards. I was a fan of him when he was at Duke, too, though. And I was hoping that he would stay, but then the more of the season, I said, that dude's not going to be in school next year. Because he's got too much of what the league needs right now. He can come in and help a team right now, and you're seeing him doing that. What's this, his second year?
Mm-hmm.
He's doing that in a good role in Dallas, playing for Jason Kidd, the whole deal.
Jason Kidd's doing a great job. Heck, Maxi Kleber been coming off and hitting threes. I mean, they just have a bunch of dudes who running their role. P.J. Washington doing all the dirty stuff.
And I think we're looking at when the Clippers have gotten out big on them both times, they've been able to storm back and make games out of it. So we're looking at it kind of like, yo, Dallas just really might be the better crew right now.
They are.
Especially with no Kawhi. With Kawhi being out of Kawhi, you can't go to France, dog. You can't have Kawhi.
Why are you going? You need to Steve Ballmer's paying your damn salary. Something you need to do something for them Clipper fans.
It pains me to see, though. You know what I'm saying?
It does because he's healthy, he's nasty, but he ain't healthy.
We're watching the worst shooting series of Russell Westbrook's playoff career right now.
Dude, he's 2-for-12 the other night. He was terrible. He
but
was
he's
scared
doing
to shoot
so much
the ball.
Other stuff. He's rebounded. He's
yeah,
playing
he's
defense.
Arguing. He's getting in people's face.
That's where his frustration is coming in there because he really don't have the control and flow of things even without the ball. He had got to a point where he was still under control even without the basketball. But now he can't find his look. He's still doing he's got a positive net rating. This is the funny part. His net rate is like plus 12 for the series, but he's shooting under 30%. You know, so he's doing other stuff. You need Paul George to get off. James
Man, 15
Harden.
Points ain't going to get it done. But the thing is like this, that's why I knew I loved the Mavericks the other night. And the main reason is because that game was insane because there's no way the Clippers were going to hit 18 three-pointers. Clippers hit 18 threes, shot 68%. You had Harden with 33. You had George,
Paul
I think,
George
with 33.
Was awesome that day.
Like,
yeah.
They were, man, I'm sorry. They were going to revert back to being basically. Look, I love McKinfolk and everything, but damn, James. You know it's playoff James, man. This is game six, so you know he ain't going to show up.
And
we saw game six last year with Philadelphia.
It's been a lot of talk. Yeah, this is true. Well, it's been a lot of talk, especially I saw the comments that Barkley made the other night in regards to the Suns and the Lakers, which I think some people took that out of context, too. He was saying, you know, it's not the coach's fault, it's the players. But really, I heard him add further context, get on the people who's picking these teams, who's putting these teams together.
Well, basically, same that billion-dollar owner in Phoenix,
Milwaukee.
It was really more that owner, don't you think?
Yeah, Milwaukee. I can understand what the Clippers, what they were trying to do, they just missed. It's kind of like when KD and Kai went to Brooklyn. It was a good attempt, just didn't work out. You know, injuries, other stuff, it just didn't work out, you know, for whatever reason. But when you just fail for just basketball reasons, you just don't get it done, whether your availability was there, the whole thing, and it just don't happen, it just is what it is.
Last question. Who wins the Timberwolves-Denver series?
Man, I don't know.
That's when it's going to be tough as hell.
Yeah, I want to see that the Wolves take that lead. You mentioned it about McLevin in the first segment. Mike Conley. Mike Conley's still our guy. You know, just what it is. We all rock with that. Slow-mo's still our guy. We still got a few guys.
You can't help but love
McDaniels has made the J-Ham all-nephew team, which I'm comprising and putting it together. Gigi Jackson was the inaugural member. And yeah, I got to rock with Gigi. But it's Jay McDaniels, and I also got Josh Hart on the team. I love Josh Hart. But
talk about a big three, bro.
You don't like Rudy, and you don't like Cat.
I don't.
And
I can't
because
stand
of that,
Kat.
I like both of them. It's kind of how I got to be a fan of Duke basketball. Everybody hated Duke. You know what? I'm going to rock with these dudes because they keep winning, and everybody hate them. I'm a natural heel when it comes to stuff like that.
I don't like Big Cat, and I don't like his girlfriend either.
I mean, I try not to pay that attention, but I understand what you're saying there. But with Rudy, I think Rudy's underappreciated because he does a lot of the little stuff that matters. And his background in general, he's a natural heel.
Who was it that he got into it with? Was it Draymond? Draymond choke him out?
Yeah, this year. Yeah,
that's right. Okay, earlier in the year before
he knocked out Nurkic.
That was I never liked Draymond more than when he was choking when he had Rudy Gobert.
But then here's the thing: why would you not like Cat? Because Cat let Rudy get choked.
Man, because
he get Cat a bonus point for that.
Man, Cat's girlfriend choked. Jordan Woods went and slept with one of the Kardashians' boyfriends.
But see. This is what Allen Iverson was talking about when he mentioned this years ago. A lot of these dudes that's coming into the league, they lame to the game. They don't know.
Man, no, they just like to be each other's
Eskimo
brothers.
Had stuff catered to them and pushed to them. They don't know no better. Yeah. Why'd you make Jordan Woods your girlfriend? Think about this.
I don't know, man.
See, this is the thing. Well, notice this. This don't work out. The only somebody this worked out for was Chris Humphries because he got away and still got a contract after that. And even it worked out for Reggie Bush, too, because he got a Super Bowl after the fact.
And he got his Heisman back.
And he got his trophy back. You know what I'm saying? So stuff worked out, but you got to get away from there.
OBJ got away from Kim this week, so maybe he'll start being a better wide receiver.
Yeah, but see, he still put LSU whole program on probation because he passed out hundreds at the national championship game.
You got to love it, though. You got to love it. Man, where can they find you?
YouTube.com/94feet of life. I am on Facebook at Jay Historian Ham. I'm also on Instagram, which I've been on Instagram. I just started being active on Instagram a little more. Started posting some hoop reels and some fun stuff. Hoop Historian on Hoop_Historian Ham. On Instagram. Check me out over there, too.
Check it out, man. He is Jay Ham. We're taking a quick time out on the other side. We have Hardenwood because it feels so good. We got T-Money and Uncle Brasky coming in at 12:30. And they've been hot as a firecracker. Let's make that money. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.